CPR News, I'm Mike Lamp. It has been 10 years since Denver imposed an urban camping ban to fight homelessness in the city. During that decade, Denver police have arrested only 3 people and issued 45 citations. Opponents of the ban still consider it inhumane and a criminalization of people who need help. The ban supporters say the city isn't enforcing it strictly enough. Denverite's Kyle Harris spoke with Colorado Matters about what's changed over the last 10 years.
Denver has more shelter beds now than it did before. One of the big sticking points before was there weren't 24/7 shelters where people could go without having to check in every day. Those now exist. The city has housed thousands of people and built thousands of units of affordable housing, with more in the works, though it's still not enough. We're about 50,000 units of affordable housing behind.
Denverite's Kyle Harris, and there's more on Denver's camping ban at denverite.com. It's a smoky morning in southwest Colorado. A fire near Pagosa Springs is keeping fire crews busy and prompting a health warning from the state. That fire started late yesterday and sent up a lot of thick black smoke over the area. In the southeast, Bent County officials have made an arrest in connection with a 3,000-acre fire last month. CPR's Paolo Jalcita reports.
Charles Champney, a Las Animas code enforcement officer, faces several charges including reckless endangerment and first-degree arson. According to an arrest affidavit, he is accused of burning a pile of debris despite being told no by dispatch officers due to high fire danger. That blaze would eventually turn into the Fort Lyon River Fire, which caused evacuation orders, destroyed some structures, and cost up to $1 million in damages. I'm Paolo Jalcita, CPR News.
The Colorado Avalanche are off to a winning start in their second round NHL playoff series.
Kadri had the follow-up. Bennington fell over. Here's Manson. Bennington's reset. Manson scores!
The Avs beat St. Louis in Game 1 in overtime last night. Game 2 is tomorrow. Colorado needs 3 more wins to advance to the Stanley Cup semifinals. This is CPR News.